Welcome to another day in the Matrix. This is Waters Above, and wow, did that last video I released come to life or what? As you can imagine, it's been a wild week for this channel. I appreciate all of your support, and since we have a lot to cover in today's video to recap my previous upload, we're going to jump straight into this and provide you with as much value as possible. So if you're new here, we do cryptocurrency technical analysis and combine it with gematria, numerology, and astrology to understand these markets. Feel free to subscribe and turn on the bell notification to stay updated on when new videos come out. And make sure to give this video a like and share this channel with other conscious beings to help grow our community. And with that being said, let's take the clear pill. So, in my last video, I mentioned how for the past 3 years on this channel, I've been warning about a pattern that tends to play out during the month of August for the crypto market, and I called that the August new moon flash correction, and how we needed to keep that in mind for this year as well, for the dates of August 2nd through 6th, essentially 48 hours before and after the new moon, which was on August 4th, as you can see right here. And during that analysis, I went through about 10 years of chart data for Bitcoin, exposing a pattern where Bitcoin has a flash correction during this time frame that's bought back up immediately. Here on the screen, you could see at the 10 minute mark or so, we have the new moon as this blue dot, and this followed by a flash correction and got bought back up. And that was actually the lowest that Bitcoin went for the remainder of its chart history. And I showed several examples of that to be the case, specifically for the new moon of the month of August, and I call this scenario number one. It was a flash correction to happen soon that liquidates all of the leverage traders. And I put emphasis in that video on August 5th and August 6th specifically, because if you watch that video, you'll see that during most iterations of this pattern, Bitcoin tends to bottom out within 48 hours after the new moon. And my last video was released on July 31st, by the way. So of course, this information was given in advance. And if you watched that video released prior to that, or were part of our mastermind community over on Patreon, you would have been prepared for this over a month in advance. So now that we're here, it's August 8th, let's check in with the Bitcoin chart. And as you can see, we have had this flash correction. So far, it's actually also being bought back up impulsively, happening on the exact dates of August 5th through 6th as the bottoming phase, making this one of the most dialed in moments captured in a free public YouTube video, with an undeniable example of what some people would call timing the market. And utilizing this esoteric decoding system of applying gematria, numerology, and astrology to the charts. And again, I want to show gratitude for the new members of our mastermind community that joined over the past week. I greatly appreciate your support. Over this past week, I've received so many messages and emails from our community showing gratitude for this analysis and sharing even screenshots of their successful trades. So it's been amazing to see the community applying these skills in real time and reaping the rewards. That really motivates me to keep doing what I'm doing here. And for those that are interested in joining our mastermind community, you could visit patreon.com/watersabove. And I have another gem-packed Red Pill podcast coming out this weekend, so you're not going to want to miss that. Now, moments ago, I mentioned how we did in fact experience this August new moon flash correction. Let me just pull up the moon phases really quickly so you could see a little bit more zoomed in. We had our new moon on the 4th, and following that, a very deep correction. And this, of course, affected the entire crypto market. So I want to address the news many of you have heard of already, now that we've gotten this Bitcoin analysis out of the way, and I'll be getting back to it a little bit later. And this big news is, of course, as of yesterday, we have United States District Judge Annalisa Torres's final ruling and a settlement in the Ripple versus SEC case, requiring Ripple to pay $125 million in civil penalties, and what many are calling the quote-unquote end of this Ripple SEC case. But it's crucial to keep in mind that the SEC has 60 days to appeal, And it's expected that they will. And if they appeal, well, then the case is not over. This will effectively prolong this legal battle, which makes between now and October 5th into October 6th, depending on how they officially count these 60 days, it's basically just a waiting game until then. Perhaps if weekends are out of the question, it would be October 4th. But I'm not sure if that matters. Maybe you could let me know in the comments section if you're a lawyer. Although October 4th is significant in my work. You guys hear me talk about October 2nd and October 3rd all the time because that will be the time frame of the Hebrew New Year, Rosh Hashanah, which October 4th on that Friday is actually the final day of Rosh Hashanah. It'll effectively be the new Hebrew year on that date. And specifically, this is important for XRP because we have a 58 double-digit date numerology. And if you look at that 58 over here, well, in Gematria, XRP equals 58. And yesterday, the date of this final order, which was August 7th, it was a 59 double-digit date numerology, and that's a key number for this entire year we're in right now, the Chinese year of the dragon. And you could see we have 59 in that code as well. You could also see we have 32 in the cipher right next to it, and this is currently the 32nd week of the year. And with August 7th, also the same date of this court ruling, being the 220th day of this year, you drop the zero using the rules of numerology, and you have the master number 22, whilst dragon also has 22 in Chaldean. So this date is so important for this year. It's amazing to see how coded in it was. Also, you can see August 7th is a 59 date numerology. If we tie it to October 5th, that also has a 59 date numerology, exactly 59 days apart, if you're not including the end date. We're just tying this back to the fact that we're in the year of the dragon and this 59 code is significant. So we're taking from the day of this court ruling to effectively that 60-day time frame that I mentioned for the SEC in order to appeal. And we have a lot of matching numbers just between these two dates, 59 date numerology, 59 date numerology, 59 days apart. So many synchronicities for these dates. Also, we're talking about the week of Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew New Year, which of course is the Hebrew calendar. Here on this channel, we're synchronizing that with the Gregorian calendar just to have an extra leg on how this is all operating in the matrix. So we have Rosh Hashanah week. It's in the Gregorian week of the 40th week of the year. Now that's significant, and I'm going to show you why specifically for XRP and Ripple. But we have the 40th week as September 30th through October 6th, and this number 40 tied to Ripple having 40 in Gematria. This deadline is happening during the 40th week of the year, right after our upcoming solar eclipse. This is a very important solar eclipse, annular solar eclipse on October 2nd, and also on the Hebrew New Year. So this is clearly symbolic. Remember, this is the year of the X, okay? We're in the Gregorian year of 2024. We would shorten it to 24, and we're in the Hebrew year of 5784, reducing to 24 in numerology, and X is the 24th letter in the alphabet. And when we mirror this 24, we have 42, so just the mirror of this number. And that's always something we do as decoders. It's a very solid way of going from like an entry-level way of decoding to a more intermediate way of decoding. We have this 24 mirrored gives you 42, and Ripple XRP gives you 42. We have the company behind it, we have the token it's tied to, and that's giving you 42. This is why we need to mark our calendars for the 42nd week of this year. You could just write it out as October 14th through 20th. This will be in the new Hebrew year, of course, and kind of sandwiched between the end of our Gregorian year and getting closer to the end of the Chinese year. So we're adding a lot to our system here, but I believe as we've watched all these events play out, you guys are now starting to take this more seriously. So We need to keep this 42nd week of the year in mind. That's information I exposed all the way back in February of this year in my Year of the Dragon Decoded, also available for our mastermind community over at Patreon. And by this time, around the 42nd week of the year, Bitcoin should be in price discovery, okay? So given it's right after the fourth solar eclipse of our solar cycle, I've been talking about this a lot in my work pretty much for the past year. And after the fourth solar eclipse of our solar cycle is when we always see the final phase of a crypto bull run, specifically a crypto bull run. And if you want a quick and user-friendly course for all levels, check out watersabove.com. Just scroll down a little bit to the crypto decoding blueprint. That's something you could finish in a couple days, and it's packed with everything you need to know for this current bull run. I even included a sneak peek of my Year of the Snake Decoded, which is typically released right before Chinese New Year, so it's set to release in January of 2025. But for those who invest in this new crypto decoding blueprint, you get this highly anticipated decode well in advance, so you're more than prepared for what this crucial phase of the cycle goes like. So let's get back into this analysis. Essentially, we have between now and the upcoming solar eclipse, which will be on October 2nd, right around October 4th would be a full 60 days. And that's the time frame when we could have the SEC appeal. And there's a high likelihood that they do much sooner than that, actually. But do not get discouraged by this. And let me show you why. So we want to go over to our XRP chart, and you'll see over the past 24 hours, XRP is right back to its local resistance level around 60 cents. And I know many of you are saying to yourselves, well, if Ripple essentially just won this case, why is XRP not at all-time highs already? What's going on? And although that's a valid question, you have to remember that this whole SEC versus Ripple case was a staged ritual and actually only plays a small role in the XRP price. And if you listen to any of the interviews that I've had with the Bearable Bull, also shout out to the Bull, then you would have heard me say tons of times that this SEC case coming to a conclusion will not be as significant of an impact on the XRP price as Bitcoin price discovery would. And I've said this hundreds of times over the past 2 to 3 years. It's not news to anyone who supports this channel. Now, let me clarify what I mean by that. And we could start by showing a very popular example, which is this moment right here, what I'm calling phase three, April 2021. This was only about 4 months into the SEC versus Ripple case. We watched XRP go from this dump at the end of 2020 all the way at 17, down at 17 cents to almost $2. It made a 1,000% move near the beginning of the Ripple SEC case. Then when we compare it to what XRP did just last year on July 13th, when Ripple had its first big win in this case, when Judge Torres deemed XRP not a security, XRP was not even able to make it up to a dollar. All the while, Bitcoin is up at 50% from its 2017 cycle peak, and XRP during this moment was 70% lower than its current all-time high, which was all the way back at the beginning of 2018. Now, this is not to compare. This is not to say that one is better than the other. What I shared just a moment ago was not FUD. It was not anti-XRP. It was not a negative outlook on XRP. It was purely technical analysis, facts that are going on in this chart data without any emotions or tribalism getting in the way of the analysis. Remember, here we're not picking sides. We're just going through this process so that we could become sophisticated decoders and investors amongst gamblers. And this is really what's sucking a lot of people into the crypto vortex, is they're just sold on these insane theories and they put all of their life savings into these theories. And then when people like me, who are level-headed and calm about this, share the facts, people get mad at us. And it's strange because the whole intent of what I'm doing here is for you to walk away from this profitable and for you to be really just calm and navigate this in a fashion that doesn't consume you in the process, because that's what happens a lot of times with these theories, is we get so invested in it emotionally that we get blinded by the day-to-day and what we could be doing to really capitalize off of having a more level-headed approach. So I think it's important. And one of the few channels that since I started all the way back over here, when I was talking about de-risking my XRP into this $2 move of phase three, I remember what it was like sharing that I was selling my XRP at $1.20, $1.40, $1.60, $1.80. And people were really upset with me at that time. And it did not make sense because my TA pointed towards this was not ready to completely just keep going up into price discovery just yet. And even if it did, there's nothing wrong with taking profits. There's nothing wrong with that. We had the same moment just happened last year, July 2023. Some of you might remember here on this channel, I talked about de-risking my XRP at this 86 cent level target. And that happened. And I even talked about on the Bearable Bull interview. And it was just so that I could take some of those profits and roll it into other things that balanced out my overall portfolio. It had nothing to do with being against XRP or the XRP community. It was about me doing what was best for me. And I hope that that motivates you to do what's best for you, not to copy me. I'm very happy when I hear about the wins and the successful trades you've had from this analysis, of course. But the real motivation behind this channel is for you to become self-reliant. Okay, so everything I shared before, all of this adds up to we need Bitcoin price discovery in order to see an XRP breakout, just like we saw over here in April 2021 and December of 2017. And this also means that this case, this Ripple SEC case, it does not matter. And this is why I said you should not be discouraged. So we have the TA here. We need to follow the technicals. Don't get lost in the sauce of this case, please. And this all points towards if Bitcoin can break out above 71,000 right here at this major resistance level, and if it can start closing macro candles above 72K and starting its journey towards 80K and so on, then that's the moment you'll see XRP appreciate in price significantly. And I believe this past 24 hours, what we just watched happen with the XRP price, proves everything I've been saying for years regarding the specific subject of the SEC versus Ripple case and its effect on the XRP price. It's clear now. It's not a debate. We just had this case officially end yesterday, for the most part, with a settlement, and XRP is still only 60 cents. It's not even higher than where it was on the July 13th move when it was deemed not a security. So over here was a lesser win than what we just had happen yesterday. Over here it was 93 cents, and today it's only at 60. I think it made it up to almost 64 cents. And this, by the way, happened in a 4-hour candle. Everything that happened yesterday was just really scattered and lackluster. So it's clear this case isn't exactly what's suppressing the XRP price, although it's an ingredient in the recipe. It's not the whole meal. So between now and Bitcoin price discovery, we have to see if the SEC appeals, which can happen before the deadline, of course, much more before the deadline is what I wanted to say, before this October 4th date. And all in all, it doesn't really change my overall analysis, whether it does or doesn't happen. And what would be incredible to see is Bitcoin recovering and actually breaking into price discovery. And seeing its effect on the XRP price after Bitcoin dominance resets. And if this happens before October, especially, whether the SEC appeals or not, I'd still expect at least a $1 XRP, even if they appealed. And I could even entertain a $2 XRP if Bitcoin gets close to the 80K territory. And I see this coming to fruition, regardless if the SEC appeals, and this case, even if this case gets dragged out further. So again, do not get discouraged. This is all positive news, guys. And although a lot of Long-time XRP holders are not happy to hear such numbers. You just heard me a second ago say $1 to $2 XRP whilst Bitcoin is approaching 80K. Well, that's just the initial breakout phase. That's just the initial move out of phase five into restarting all of our phases and having a expansion phase for XRP. I've been sharing this chart with you guys for a while, and what I just said about a $1 to $2 XRP is not the top. It's not even a local top. It's just part of the initial breakout phase, which will get us back into phase three. And as you can see over here in the last iteration, this was the top of phase three. We hyperextended slightly above it, but then we did come to backtest it. That was an incredibly healthy move. I suspect that would be what it's like for XRP on this cycle as well. That would be really healthy. And in a future video, I'll maybe break down what this leaving phase five thing will go like, the likelihood of how it will go in this cycle. And if you guys are interested in that, drop a comment below and let me know. Okay, so in my last video, I mentioned the timing on phase five. We do need to talk about this because I kind of started my last video mentioning this. How it took about 350 days from the first test of support over here to the breakout of this resistance, and how if we copied what happened in the last iteration of the past cycle regarding the timing of this move, it would align with early August here in 2024. Now, of course, we had this recent flash correction, which it's minuscule on this chart when you zoom out. And because this happened for this recent flash crash of the August new moon and how it was bought back instantly, we see XRP is basically trading right where it was when I released my last video. So it's just a wash. And the top of this resistance sits at 70 cents. And the recovery of the Bitcoin price at this time, especially a Bitcoin could get back to like the 60K region, 60 to 61. We could easily see XRP testing the 70 cent level, this upper resistance. And this big update in the final ruling of the SEC cases out now, I do think that has some play in the whole thing, but it's still more to deal with Bitcoin's energy than it is to do with the updates with the SEC case. So far, the timing of this is not far off. Even if it just took a couple more weeks or even a month, it wouldn't matter at all in the grand scheme of things. All that matters really is that XRP holds this support line here, somewhere around 49 to 50 cents, and simultaneously Bitcoin recovers soon, which is something we'll be talking about thoroughly in a moment, but we need to just finish this TA on XRP and then we can move on to Bitcoin. So this XRP chart is actually looking really solid. Regardless of this recent flash correction, we're right back in the middle of this range and posed for a breakout with Bitcoin recovery. And this will likely align with the recovery of the traditional markets off the deeper correction post FOMC meeting, which happened right there on the monthly close of July. And speaking of the traditional markets, it's actually typical to see during an election year. August is one of your best months. So this correction in the stock market could easily be bought back up, just like the crypto analysis I shared. And for those that are part of the Mastermind community over on Patreon, you're more than aware about the Year of the Dragon analysis that I've been following up on throughout this entire year, and the pattern of the stock market moving up bullish into September. Typically, a small pullback into the elections, into the election cycle, which is in early November. And then it follows by another bullish phase into Q1 the following year. And it's normal to see markets push up higher into the next Chinese New Year. And that's like me reviewing 100 years of chart history, by the way. I'm not just pulling that out of nowhere. So that next Chinese New Year is on the new moon of January 29th, the first new moon of 2025, right after the black moon that we have in December. We have two new moons in December this year, so that's big. Q4 2024 is going to be spicy. So lastly, let's wrap up today's video with the Bitcoin analysis, recapping some important information from my last video, specifically the mention of the 55K level for Bitcoin. That was big, and I put a lot of emphasis on that as a danger zone for Bitcoin, although I preface that with thoroughly explaining the likelihood of this August new moon flash correction playing out, which I called scenario number one, and how that could bring a variable into the traditional technical analysis. And since now, That's how it went down. Although Bitcoin did close a daily slightly below 55K, it was on August 5th. It was on the new moon time frame, literally right after the new moon, and within 48 hours of that new after that full new moon. So Bitcoin closed a daily back above 56K the following day. That's a very solid recovery. And we've even had a couple of attempts at the 58K territory today, which we broke through as I've been filming today's video. So we're back at 59. It shows a lot of strength in this buyback, and it's effectively exactly how all the past new moon flash corrections went for Bitcoin. It was bloody for 48 hours and then got bought right back. It was an incredible opportunity. And now you can see Bitcoin's actually higher than some of the closures that we had at the early time frame of last month. This is looking pretty good. I mean, pretty crazy to watch how this all played out. So, I'm not uncomfortable with this correction and the fact that we closed the daily below 55 because of how this impulsive buyback has gone, and also because I expected this correction to happen right around this time. And if we can get back above 60K, then this should be the end of the extreme fear phase of our mid-cycle correction. Now, I would like to see Bitcoin close this weekly above 59K since we're already at 59K as I film. That's looking awesome, but we also have 61K would be even more ideal. Let me show you why. I'm going to quickly turn off all of this noise, and we can see 61-ish is around what would capture this level of the July 8th close, and that would get us about back to a more comfortable level. I think Bitcoin could easily pull this off, and that's the top of the prior CME gap that is yet to be filled. So if we check over in the CME chart, we will see that we did have a CME gap below, and because of the timing, we technically broke through it into the weekly open of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and we were below this gap. Now it's actually increased or widened the gap all the way up to 62.5. So if we were to make it all the way back up there, we would fill this gap, and Bitcoin would be in a more sturdy posture to reset into the next bullish phase, which it's been almost 6 months now of us trading sideways and down. And that's enough for this mid-cycle correction. We should be recovered within the month of August. So, the final thing to recap from my last video was the decode I did regarding August 16th. So, please keep that in mind. If you're unaware of that decode, just check out my last upload and I explained it all very thoroughly. Especially because during my last video, I showed another pattern for Bitcoin regarding August 16th through 19th. That's undeniable. And how this year, August 19th, happens to be the upcoming full moon. And we need to consider if Bitcoin can recover between now and August 16th, then we can still get hit with another smaller correction, which is typical around a full moon anyways. But I actually suspect it won't be as powerful of a correction as this recent one we just experienced on the new moon. And this would mean that it would be ideal for Bitcoin to get back up into around 64 to maybe 65K by August 15th. And with that just being a week away, I'm aware that's a big ask, but we've seen Bitcoin do crazy things, not only in the past, but even just this year. As you know, the volatility on this asset is wild, as is this entire crypto asset class. So we need to keep our emotions on the sidelines, continue to refine your investment thesis and wealth plan whilst we're still in this accumulation phase. Don't let what's going on in the world stage distract you. Stay focused. You have all the levels to consider on these two key assets. Please stay calm right now. Don't get flustered. Don't fall for the FUD. And don't get too lost in all of the distractions going on right now because there is a plenty. Everything that's been going on with the Olympics, with politics, this, that, and the third, stay focused. I appreciate every single one of you, and I'm wishing you all an amazing rest of your day in the Matrix. Much love.